You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 3 is always sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. A couple of responses, by the way, from the game show. Someone says, next topic, ERA leaders from the 1930s in the AL. Why not, Jake?
Why not? Getting taken some shots.
Believer says, is it 2-0 or 2-OH?
What? No, it's 2-0. 2-0. O. Numeral.
2-0. Yeah. 2-0.
Yes. We're all right. We got Casper.
Downtown Scott says, you guys always say the 70s were better times because you don't remember anything from the 70s, apparently. You know?
That's not true. Music, remember, and
shots I know all the, fired.
Yeah. Shots fired at us. You know what it was? It's a win. Yeah. There you go.
We celebrate wins.
Yes.
Also had a text from Will from Applied Connect to, we talked
Will.
About, you know, going back to the NFL draft.
We run security.
The Falcons DC, his son, you know, made the prank call. We just mentioned that. He says, never leave your personal electronic device unlocked and unattended.
Oh,
yeah, that's Applied Connective. Chiming in.
Yeah. Why are they the best? Why are they leading? Why are they leading the charge?
I always do in the media room. Yeah. So just close it. Close it.
Yeah. You're leading the way, Sip. You're leading the way for people.
I'm not. Will though is.
Yes.
Will's.
Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Will. Applied Connective. Free consultation. AppliedConnective.com. Okay, there's a big story going around. College football. As we all know, this weekend, Texas and Ohio State play in Columbus. Now, we just talked about last segment about duping, a lot of what can you trust, what's real, what's not. There is reports last night that...
It was everywhere.
Everywhere. That Dave Portnoy, who is again, the leader of Barstool Sports, big Michigan alumni, huge fan, going to help out with Big Noon Kickoff as of this year. It was out there from Front Sports. Hang on. Let me see you report this real quick. It was Front Office Sports. Ryan Glasspiegel reported that last night that the Buckeyes were barring Portnoy from campus and from inside Ohio Stadium. Now, this morning, friend of the show, Ross Dellinger, reached out to Ross Bjork, the AD at Ohio State, who says this: Ohio State did not issue a ban on Dave Portnoy. Bjork confirms, this is from Ross Dellinger, Bjork confirms that Fox decided Portnoy would not be on the main desk of Big Noon Kickoff, and those not on the desk do not normally appear on the field. These are Fox decisions, Bjork emphasized.
Okay.
Well, the interesting part was driving in this morning, I was listening to Dusty and Danny, and this was their storyline, my whole drive in.
What?
And the storyline was, you know, like, should they do this? What's not? And then they were talking about, well, he took personal shots at Ryan Day, and maybe it's too much. And then it was kind of, because at first it's like, man, this is, why would Ohio State draw the attention to themselves to this? And then there were
they were going with the notion that he was banned.
They were 100% right. That he was banned.
See, you see the problem there?
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, we didn't ban him. Wasn't our deal at all.
That's what I mean.
It created a whole stir. It was on all over social media this morning. It was a lead story.
Yes.
A live radio show today spent 20 minutes on it.
Did you see the problem?
And during this show is when Dellinger reported that, no, this is not, Ross Bjork said this is, they did not ban him. Fox made the decision.
You know what the scary thing is about this? I don't think people care. I don't think they care what's right and what's wrong. I don't. Okay, that sounds really cynical, but I don't think it registers with people that much. But thank God for Dellinger anyway. Dellinger, by the way, we always talk about it, is a pure reporter. You can trust Ross Dellinger. 100%. 100%. He doesn't have a stake in the game. He's not slanted. I've never seen him slant reports.
Straight information. When he was at all those meetings talking about the playoffs or whatever, everything was going on with that, he was at the cusp of everything, reporting facts only. He was never really...
He's a reporter.
Yeah, never was off. There was never a time when all of a sudden goes, well, Dellinger missed that one. He threw out, well, here's what I think. Never says, here's what I'm thinking might happen.
No, he doesn't do that.
There's none of that.
He only will do as it... What I've noticed about him, he'll only do it if he's sort of pulled that way. Yeah. He's clearly uncomfortable doing it because he's not a columnist. Yes. But people don't even understand the difference anymore, I don't think. Columnist is opinion. You're not really reporting. Reporters report. But that world is sort of over. The line's really blurry now.
Also, what an incredible friend of the show. That all this stuff's going on. Imagine what's going on right now in his world. Oh, it's a lot.
Ross Dellinger.
And I texted him yesterday. Hey, where are you at? Where are you going? What's going on?
You say I'm writing?
Yeah. No, he just got back. Did not give me that. Yeah, I can't writing. I love that one. That's beautiful. Midnight on a Sunday. Can't right now. I got an article I got to get out. That's not true. But he texts back right away. Hey, this is what I'm doing. I'm going to be at this. And he's the one talking to the AD. He's the one.
Ross Bjork.
He got the story.
Right.
Everybody else was kind of like, okay.
Got it right.
Yeah, he got the story.
This is why people are a little hesitant to fully believe Ross Bjork in the situation because
let's
look at the story. Let's look at the whole situation. Dave Portnoy was not with Big Noon Kickoff last year. He's a massive brand. Like you look at ESPN, they had Pat McAfee, big brand. Not like the Corso, Desmond Howard. Like he's different. He's brash. He's outgoing. That's what Portnoy is. Why would you? This is the biggest game of the year for Fox Sports. The first game. You're talking Texas Ohio State is on Big Noon Kickoff. This is the guy you bragged about bringing on. And the network says you can't go to the stadium.
Maybe there's a safety issue.
I think it's an odd look for if it truly was Fox's decision to not have him on and brag about this in your biggest game, to not have him there is an odd look.
So you think Bjork's lying?
I'm not. I just think there's more.
You think there's a change
in
mind?
There's more to the story.
You think he was banned, Jake, potentially? And then all of a sudden it turned like, hey, we don't want to be in the middle of this one. But no one knows. Yeah.
I just think there's more to the story that's being reported on this, and it's a very weird look to make this your marquee addition and not have him at the first game of Texas-Ohio State, knowing, yes, he is very outspoken against Ohio State. He's a Michigan guy. We know that. You knew that when you hired him. I mean, Big Noon Kickoff goes to Big Ten games. Yeah. He's going to be part of a lot of Ohio State games.
So you don't believe Bjork?
I think they said that Big Noon went to Ohio State 6 times last year.
It did.
6 times. So but what are they doing?
So you're saying you don't believe Bjork?
I don't think I believe him fully.
Fully.
There had to be something out there that Fox has not pulled the plug on this guy ahead of this without
what
something.
What if the story at 10:30 is Fox is like, not true. We 100%
fired back.
We 100% wanted him there, and we were told he couldn't be there. I
need to hear that.
Yeah.
I expect that to happen. I expect to hear that at some point this morning in response to Ross Bjork's comments.
Ooh.
Well, just think that through. Do you poll your big addition before the first game for your pregame show?
I agree, because randomly, because I mean, Barstool, it brings in a lot of eyes.
Well, he's still be on the show, but not at the.
I think wasn't he going to be on the show, but not in the stadium?
Right.
Like, yeah.
He'll still be on the show.
So they said that they go 3 hours. The first 2 hours are outside. Then they go inside.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar. They're just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco. Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redrazz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag.
Wayfair's Labor Day clearance is here. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home, plus fast shipping on everything right to your door. Shop now through September 2nd at wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Because that by that time, the teams are starting to come on the field. You start to
see the report
kickers
was,
coming by.
The report was this,
nature.
Was that, this I is from it. This from last night from Front Office Sports. It said the Buckeyes were barring him from campus completely. Not just the stadium, but from campus. Bjork says this morning that's not true, that this was Fox's decision. Fox has to come back with something this morning.
Yeah.
And say, hang on a second, hold on. I don't know.
We're paying this guy big money. Yeah, let's see if they do.
What if all of a sudden he's all cleared? He marches into the stadium.
Oh, he would.
Yes.
Chest puffed out.
Yes.
That's Portnoy style.
What about Portnoy? I wonder what he says about it.
Well, he has.
Has he commented at all?
So he retweeted the.
This is funny.
Yeah.
This is funny.
So he quote tweeted the post from Front Office Sports and put himself in a disguise. It was funny. Like he put himself like with a mustache on. To which Connor Stallions, the real Connor Stallions says,
is back.
You need tickets? I got you covered.
I got you covered.
He tweeted him that. Yeah, that was legitimately the Connor Stallions that tweeted Portnoy that last night.
Wow.
What if he just said, I've got two tickets on the opposite 50-yard line?
Wow, this is amazing.
Connor Stallions is still getting attention. It's one of the most, it's remarkable. And then all of a sudden, it's like, it's a day later like that, and we act like it wasn't a big deal that... that the Johnson family was in a full fight outside.
Moved on from
that.
That story's over.
That's over. Right? The full story.
100% yeah, over.
Full story. I mean, can you imagine all of a sudden, what happened after the Texas game? Well, Arch's dad, Cooper, and Arch's brother.
Laying on the ground.
Laying on the ground fighting. And then Archie Manning got in a fight with Peyton, too. And they're all in a big, imagine that.
Manning family. Royalty. College football royalty.
From YouTube, Troy says, I'm with Jake. They did not hire him to tell him to stay home the first week. There's no way Fox made this decision.
We got to hear from Fox.
Now you got me going, Jake. We got to hear from Fox.
Yeah.
Right?
We do have to hear from Fox.
We got to hear from Fox. I'm not going to tell you you're right.
They paraded this as a big hire.
I'm
not going to go wrong, but I'm not going right till I hear from
like,
Fox.
This is not me bashing. Dellinger reported what he was. This is not me at Dellinger at all. Dellinger is doing a great job reporting. I'm saying there is... We're missing
more
a lot
story.
Here. There's
yeah, Dellinger, if it comes back that it's not true, like that, Dellinger did his due diligence.
Yeah, he talked to the AD.
He talked to the AD, and the AD said it's not true.
I got a question. Why can't Portnoy settle this? Why can't Portnoy just come out and say, yeah, I was banned?
I'll look at his timeline today so far.
Wouldn't Portnoy just say, wait a second, Bjork's crazy.
But just think of the attention right away Fox has got. from this. A lot.
A lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah, they're getting a lot.
He has, Dave Portnoy has, so he quote tweeted Ross Dellinger's tweet this morning about Ohio State. Again, this is what, to repeat, Dellinger says, Ohio State did not issue a ban on Dave Portnoy, AD Ross Bjork tells Yahoo Sports. Bjork confirms that Fox decided Portnoy would not be on the main desk of Big Noon Kickoff, and those not on the desk do not normally appear on the field. These are Fox's decisions. Portnoy responded with a simple picture of a book that says, How to Sell Ice to Eskimos, Selling Skills That Will Win More Sales. Sales job, he says, from Ross Bjork.
Oh.
I don't get it.
He's firing back.
He was. Without actually commenting, he's firing back.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Well, it'll be fun for today to watch. Oh, football. The craziness of
It's not even Michigan, Ohio State, it's just Ohio State, Texas.
The stuff that happens, it's so bizarre. I mean, just the fact, like I said, the starting quarterback's family was just at blows, and they all had outside the stadium, and they all had on Johnson jerseys. And they're it's the starting quarterback.
It's in a puddle.
Just in the puddle outside.
In water.
In water. In water.
It's a mess.
We're
five games in, and the season's already incredible.
You're five games in, you're like going, this is unbelievable.
This is good.
We had a walk-off winning field goal from a guy that was a waiter at Morton Steakhouse and learned how to kick on YouTube. And the biggest thing he said he was worried about wasn't about making the kick. It was about that he had to do a press conference afterward because he's trying to learn English.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was what he talked about. He did a very good job on his interview. But just think about that. We're five games in.
Yeah, but Portnoy's beautiful for this.
Yeah.
No matter what happens.
That guy's a lightning rod.
Big time. Big time. And no matter what happens, it's good. I mean, they're benefiting.
Talk about, and they're not getting bad press either. It's not bad press. No, it's not.
It's not bad.
It's just like, I got banned.
There's really nothing bad
You just can't convince me that your big ticket hire is banned by the network before the first game.
If I was Ross, I'd be, or if I was Ross Dellinger, I'd say, Bjork, no, level with me here.
Yeah.
You're not, is this, are you being real here?
I'm going to report this. He had to have felt good about it because, right now, just imagine Fox going, that's not true.
Right. Now, where are you at?
Then you're going.
Then where are you at? I just don't even know where you're at that
point. So it makes it beautiful.
Yeah.
Everything. Just.
I want to see what Fox.
Five
is.
Games.
My
in.
Guess is Fox won't respond. They won't respond. They don't want to get in for a tit. They don't want to get in a tit for tit.
You don't think so?
Or maybe
so?
They do want to get into a tit for tit.
They're the ones getting called out right now. You think he's going to accept it and say, yeah, Bjork is right?
I don't know.
I guess that this will be their highest viewed game of the year, likely.
Yeah,
this
is Bjork kind of put Fox in a box now. They got
Fox in a box.
Yeah, they got to respond in some way. I think if they don't respond, then Bjork's right.
So
there'll be a response.
Just bizarre.
There's no response yet.
It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday. We've been through, like I said, five games. It's been incredible. Things have happened on the field after the game. It just
Portnoy,
and now we have this, and it's just like I said, that you can't make this stuff up.
I don't think
you make this stuff up. Just start the beginning of any other season and see what nothing resembles.
I mean, we already have Connor Stallions chiming in saying you need tickets. Yeah, incredible.
I got two tickets.
The verified account. Yes. It's him. That's not AI. That's real. It's beautiful.
He sent his mom to videotape.
So he had his own series on Netflix. There's a documentary on Connor Stallions. There is.
Jim's been banned for 14 years. He's been banned for 14 years. It just keeps getting better. And then at the same time going on, first game, mayhem. And then also I heard yesterday talking about, well, what's going to happen now that with the new scheduling from the SEC? What's going to happen with the playoffs? Uh-huh. Where's that going? So that's, can you imagine this going out there? Can you imagine right now in the NFL, what's going to happen this year at the playoffs? No, we already know what the playoffs are going to be. This is what it's going to be. This is how it works out.
You know,
there's so much gold to college football. It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. And you can't follow all the stories.
No.
There's too many things going on.
Yeah.
There's too many things going on.
Yep.
Before we get to break, reminder, a place that's been open for 45 years in business in
45.
Lincoln and Kearney, Hastings, GI is Computer Hardware. Friend Tripp is in charge of the one here in Lincoln.
Triptastic.
Just south of 70th and O. All things Apple phones, watches, computers. They are the Apple store of Nebraska. Please stop by and see Tripp today. Just south of 70th and O, also in Kearney, Hastings, and GI. 45 years
Thank
of
you,
operation.
Tripp. I got my laptop there last time we get to the event center. Somebody else had a little trouble with their laptop and things for their presentation. I didn't. You know why? Tripp.
Tripp-tastic.
Just here, get this thing right here, and everything will work smooth. So my life goes smooth because of him. It's awesome.
God bless him.
When we come back, Cody Schmick with an update on Beer House, Kincaidor, and more next in the studio, an early break in the
Ticket. Nice.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.